Well, if you can't use const integers as array dimensions in C, then what's a good way of doing array dimensions? Of course, you can always hard code them, but that's not considered good practice. Most important constants and other concepts in a program should have a name. Well, that leads us to another pre-processing directive, which we'll talk about. That's \define. Let me just say right now that this directive, as important as it is in C, is less important in C++. But for the purposes of being able to do arrays in C in a reasonable manner, we're going to talk about it. What the define directive does, again, it's a preprocessor directive, so remember, it takes place before the actual translation of your code into object code. Basically, during preprocessing, the compiler is going to look for any occurrence of the symbol that you want to define, and it will replace it with text according to the define directive that you have given. As an example, look at the last bullet. I have \define space size, and again, here's a reminder that we have a convention that constants are uppercase in C, and then followed by a space and then the actual value that I want it to have. So if the preprocessor sees during preprocessing a statement such as int a sub size, and that's an array declaration. Again, we haven't talked about arrays, but I'm assuming you know what they are. Well, the preprocessor will actually make a substitution there. It will substitute the text size with the text 100. I'm talking text here. There's no other smarts going on there. This is strictly text replacement. So it's as if I typed int a bracket 100 bracket instead of size for the dimension.